Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Discuss. All right, let's discuss the Eagles with the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, of course, a 1-1 squad. Brutal loss, obviously, as we know, on Monday night. And he joins our program typically 2 days after the game. Usually it'll be on Tuesdays, but following the Monday night game, Wednesday this week. And the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. So, Nick, it's been, I added it up here, 33 hours since that loss. I know you guys got to move on and already have to the Saints. I totally get it. You got a game plan. But how much does Monday night still linger in your mind, not only losing, but losing like that?
Yeah, we have a rule. You don't have much time, especially on a short week, to linger. You have to watch the tape. You have to get better from the tape. And then you got to move on. And so we have the players today. So we'll relook at some of the things to help ourselves all get better from it that we did as coaches. And then we're going to move on. But you have to take that time to fix the mistakes that you made so you don't repeat them and try to point out the good things that you did so you continue to do them. That's accountability, and that's what you got to do. And that's kind of our process on a short week.
Nick, let's talk about mistakes or not, as you perceive it. There's three decisions that you made that have really come under the microscope. I actually thought you got them right. A lot of people think I'm crazy. So I'm just going to group them together. The first quarter going for the 4th and 4. The fourth quarter throwing the ball instead of running it when Saquon, could have caught it and dropped it. And the following play to kick a field goal to go up 6 instead of, going for it. We know now, obviously, the team lost. But with those circumstances, do you believe, looking back, you made the right decision or not on those three?
Everything that you have to do, like, I don't have to make split-second decisions. I mean, I do within the game, but those are decisions I've made pretty much throughout the week and then throughout, my time as a head coach and time as a offensive coordinator and a position coach. Those are decisions I've been thinking about forever, and I go through a process with that. And so, listen, those play out. If you don't convert on fourth down, it's like a turnover. I get it. And so those decisions, when they work, I don't know if anyone really thinks, oh, they got it there, and that's why they went and scored 7 points there. When they don't work, I'm up to, scrutiny. And that's my job. That's I completely understand that these are decisions that are going to be scrutinized. On the 4th and 4 early in the game, it didn't work. And so obviously I have to go back and relook at that. But, why do I call a play like, why do we go for it in those scenarios? Well, the first thing I look at is the play. The second thing I look at is, and these are all decisions that you're going into it, the player who the ball's going to potentially. The other thing you look at is your past success in those areas and what's given you confidence to do that in the first place. Those areas, I can think back NFC Championship game, we had a 4th and 3. Right. And slightly like a little bit in range. And we go for it. And we end up hitting that big pass to Smitty that everybody remembers. And, we end up scoring that mile, scores that drive, in our 2 wins against Dallas the last 2 years at home. We've had 4th down and 4, and we had a 4th down and 3 that we went for it there that converted into 7 points. So you have past experience that's in your mind as well. Hey, it didn't work in that particular case. And I have to be, and again, it's not an easy job for the players to be in to have to convert that, because it's hard to convert, but we've been successful at it. And it's not easy for me to, at the end of the day, I got to take responsibility for that. And I know that I'm going to be the one that's scrutinized over that, and that's okay. I'm doing what I think's best for the team with conviction. We can move on to that's the 4th down and 4.
Yep.
Then move on to the pass play on 3rd and 3. if you look at the play prior to that, you can see that the Falcons are bringing all-out blitz in the middle. And Saquon got 3 yards on the play before that, but it was a messy 3 yards. Landon kind of had to hook the guy to stop the guy from coming through the hole. Could have been called a hold, but wasn't. You know, so it was messy in there. And so we knew it would be cleaner on the outside. There is obviously a risk to be to throwing it, you know. In those scenarios, you run a play like that, and if it's there, you take it. If it's not, Jalen takes a short sack. It was there. And, you know, we just didn't convert. And so obviously you look at that and you try to answer those questions as well in your head. But the reason, you know, we're not just blindly saying, hey, throw it there. There's a reason why. And that'd be the reason why. As far as the fourth and three, I've really thought a lot about that. Up to that point, our defense, you know, was really stingy in the red zone. Had given up 15 points up to that point. You know, and I know we were bleeding yards in the run game, but it wasn't going to be a run game scenario. So I wanted to go up 6 points right there. And as I look back, yesterday I put myself through all these questions that you have, all these questions that the fans have. Trust me, I'm going through it and putting myself through the, dragging myself through the mud and making sure I'm getting better from the scenario. So yesterday I went and looked at every situation in 4 minute football that that the team for the past 5 years that the team was up 1 to 5 points in the 34-yard line and in, and any I only saw two people that went for it there on fourth and two and fourth. Now there was some fourth and ones that people went for it, but there was 15 total that people went for it there. 13 of those were fourth and ones. There was a fourth and two and a fourth and three, and you guys can look those up. I'm not going to get into like what happened, but both those teams failed, and both those teams lost in that scenario. So, again, that was aftermath, you know, because obviously I think about all these things and go through it as well.
Nick, it was reported that Jalen spoke to the team after the game Monday night. Can you tell us about Jalen stepping up and addressing the team post-game?
Yeah, Jalen's an awesome leader. You know, I'm sitting there looking through what I'm going to say after the game, and you know, he spoke from his heart, and I thought his message was right on, dead on. Obviously, we'll always keep in-house things in-house, but you know, at the end of the day, Jalen talked about the details, the little things that we did that all of us coaching, playing that ended up losing us that game, and not to let, you know, it's one game that we got to move on from, learn from, move on, and just still have that same drive, because the only way we get up, we got to get up, right? And we have that drive to go do the exact same process that we went through last week, because our process was good. To have the exact same process we went through last week and be ready to play a really good football team this upcoming week. And I just thought he was spot on with what he said. His passion was awesome. And I was so, you know, when a player is saying everything that you would say, there's no reason for me to talk afterwards. So we took a knee after that and prayed, because we still had a lot to be thankful for. But that was perfect. And like I said, when your leaders are preaching the same message that, you know, that I am, you know, and that I believe in, and that, and we're all on the same page, that's huge, because, you know, quite frankly, I talk a lot, right? I have a lot of media. I have a lot that the players here, I got a lot of the time up in front of the team that the players here. And so I loved it. And I know that helped, you know, kick us in the butt a little bit to just kind of snap into, hey, the reality of it, you know, it's one game and let's move on and get better from this stuff.
So it sounds like Jalen's nailing the leadership. How well is Jalen reading through his progressions?
I thought Jalen played a really, really, really good game. You know, hate that he had that we got that pick the last play. Other factors go into it. It's not just Jalen accountable for that. Right. Again, they had some pressure on that play. Smitty got pushed off that route a little bit, but the interception's always going to go to him. But Jalen played an outstanding game. He made so many plays. Right. He went to the right place with the football. He made some unreal plays with his legs. That play that he cut back, that third and 11 going in to score, that he cut back on and picked up the first down, the quickness that he showed on that. I just thought he played really good. When Jalen Hurts plays like that, we always got a chance to win, and that's why we've won a lot of games here. Right now we're 1-1. I don't even want to talk about, you know, we've learned from our stuff from last year. So I think sometimes you hear people be like, well, they're 2-9 in their last 11 games. No, we're 1-1. This is a completely different team, a completely different deal, and we're going to get better from this. And Jalen was really, really good on Monday night.
Nick, are you concerned about the pass rush?
You know, we didn't get the pressure that we needed in must pass scenarios. That there's no doubt about that. But it just doesn't display into the pass rush. We didn't cover good enough in those areas as well. So as far as the rest, like I'm thinking of 2 minutes. And you asked me that, I think of 2 minutes, the 2 minute drive. I don't think about, you know, you have to earn the right to pass rush. And what do I mean by that? You have to play first and second down, or, you know, first down to get them in second and pass, or third down and pass. You have to play those good. And quite frankly, we didn't play the run good enough. And that, you know, we got to help them out as coaches, but we also got to make sure that we, you know, at the end of the day, football is, did I tackle well enough? Did I get off blocks well enough? Right? Those are, like, it doesn't matter. You have to do those things in order to succeed. And so you have to earn the right to pass rush. And we didn't do a good enough job on that. We held the score down, but again, we didn't, like, it's, you know, in the scenario of the 2 minute, we got to do better, yes. But on first and second down, we got to do a better job in the run game and to get into those scenarios. I know we have the right guys. I know I've seen these guys do. I've seen Josh Sweat be a menace to the quarterback.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Brandon Graham and Jalen Carter, I've seen Bryce Huff do it. I've seen these guys do it. And now it's earning the right to pass rush, and when we have the opportunity to go out and do it. And sacks are weird. Sometimes sacks come in bunches, right? Sometimes you're quiet, boom, and you hit a 5-game one. So no need to hit the panic button, but we know we need to do better in that area, and we will.
Nick, Jalen Carter, who I thought would be your best defensive player this year, did not start on Monday night. He did not play in the first series. What happened?
Yeah, we're going to keep in-house business in-house. I'll just say that. But I believe in Jalen. You know, he wasn't in there for that first drive, but I believe in him. He's got a ton of potential, and he's a great kid that's had some really good moments here and played some really good games. Who can be one of our best defensive players? And he's working like crazy to do that. And like I said, I'm excited for him and in the future of Jalen Carter, but I'm going to keep the in-house business in-house.
Nick, you said we didn't play the run well enough when you're talking about your defense. How do you fix the run defense?
Yeah, again, it goes down to, John, what I said there is, like, first and foremost, you gotta strike blocks, right? You gotta play on their line, side of the line of scrimmage. You gotta, when the offensive line gets up to the second level, you gotta strike those blocks, right? Sometimes it's with your hands, and sometimes it's always with your hands. Sometimes it's a shot with your pads. Sometimes it's up high. Sometimes it's a cut block. But it starts with getting off blocks. And that's every level of football, right? And then it's tackling, right? Every level of football, it starts with the physicality of how we strike blocks and how we make tackles. Now, you know, obviously as coaches, we got to put them in positions to succeed. Because the offensive coordinator is doing his job to try to put their guys in position to succeed. But, you know, sometimes it don't matter really what you call. You got to be able to put your hands on guys, move them back. It's a physical game. And so we'll do what we need to do as coaches to put them in positions. And then we got to go out and do the basic fundamentals. I think my message always to these guys is you don't have to do these extraordinary things. You just have to do the ordinary things extremely, extremely precise and with great detail, because that's what ultimately wins football games, right? Is doing those ordinary things well.
Nick, three times in the game, an illegal man downfield, and sometimes it really hurts you. How can the offensive lineman, when it's an RPO, know whether it's a run or a pass? Like, how do you solve that if the lineman can't technically know behind them if it's actually a run or a pass?
Yeah, on two of them we did. We had a little bit of a mental error and we got to coach that better. There's no doubt. On another one, it's just a timing of one. This was when you're an RPO team and you're, you know, and you run these plays, you're going to have some of these threes way too many because there's just sometimes, like if you look at Cam's illegal man downfield, he did exactly what we asked him to do. You ask him to engage in a block a little bit longer before you move on to the second level. Well, what happened with Camp? He engaged in the block a little, you know, he was engaging in a block. The guy kind of pushed him off and propelled him into the linebacker. And that's what the referee saw. Like, and so sometimes, you know, that stuff happens when you do these things. It's the price you pay of doing this business. But the other one, you know, we had a miscommunication on one. I won't get into exactly what happened or why, you know, how it happened, but just a miscommunication. And another one, we had a mental error. But we had this, I believe in 21 or 22, where we were getting called for these two, and we've really adjusted how we've coached them, and we feel good with that. We'll remind the guys today. We're making a little tweak. Again, not going to get into the detail. We're making a little tweak of one of them that should help as well, because we know, you know, that they're emphasizing that right now. We got to play by the rules that they have and by the rules that they emphasize in certain spots.
Nick, final thing here. Are you preparing this game now just in a couple of days? Are you preparing for Sunday's game against the Saints with the mindset that A.J. Brown will not play in it?
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously it's too early to tell right now. And, you know, obviously not going to – we got to be prepared if he's playing, and we got to be prepared if he's not playing. So you have to go through, you know, a couple different game planning modes, right? So it makes for some long nights. But, you know, obviously you're hoping he plays. We'll see. But it's just too early to tell right now, and we'll be ready to answer your question. We'll be ready if he plays, and we'll be ready if he doesn't play. That's what our process has been.
Nick, good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. So very long, and I would say thought. See, here's the thing. A lot of people get frustrated with Sirianni on a lot of fronts, and I understand it, right? But he does give, I would call it, very thoughtful answers. I mean, the one the other day in the press conference wasn't obviously when he was snapping. Listen, guys are going to get mad. The game just happens.
I understand that, though. I do.
No, I agree.
He's human.
He's human, right. I mean, I wouldn't want to be asked 2 minutes after a show, what about this, and this, and especially if I lost the show. Like,
exactly.
if we suffered an L in the show, I'd be in a bad mood. So I do understand the testiness post-game, And, you know, you try not to have it happen too often. James, his answer on the three decisions, which was probably close to a five-minute answer. It's thoughtful. It goes through a lot of... So does it convince you or not convince you on the rights or the wrongs of those decisions?
So I thought it was fascinating. And to your point, I thought he gave us a lot more detail about it than I was expecting.
Yep.
You know, look, I was all right with those decisions. I'm not as angry about them as other people. So, yeah, for me, I thought the explanation made a lot of sense. I did think it was really interesting to the point we were talking before about all the factors that go into those decisions, about him talking about how he's thinking about it all week. Like, he's thinking about the team, the matchup, all that stuff is implied. So I thought that was fascinating, that it's not just about fourth and three in the moment. It's about fourth and three. I've already thought about this. I've thought about this team in this situation, this type of game. I think that's fascinating to think about.
So, Ree, you didn't like those decisions more than me. Does it convince you in any way, or are you still just like, totally, that was the wrong calls?
Nick?
The decisions.
No, I still think they were terrible decisions. But I think, you know, in this case, I will say it's a twofold thing. I think those are calls that Kellen Moore made, but at that point, If he's going to have any involvement in the offense, he should at least say this is four down territory.
You're saying at the end of this game?
Yes, at the end of the game. But I still, I mean, I think the guy, the one, Nick can think about those calls all he wants. Kellen Moore's calling the game plan.
Well, here's the, I will
the
say
decision
this,
to go, though. I mean, I still think that's Nick's
that
call.
That has to be Nick's call.
Absolutely. And that's where I'm saying Nick should have told him it's four down territory.
Well, it depends how far it is. I understand you disagree with me.
I'm offering my opinion.
Yeah, but you're saying if it's fourth and, like, yeah. At first and 10, you might not say that, because if it turns into fourth and 9, it's not
sure.
Fourth down territory.
Yeah.
So it's four down territory for you at fourth and 3
you
or
said
2
that
or
you
1.
Said if he's thinking about this all week and for months and all the time, he's in it. If we're in this situation, it's four down territory.
I will say this one thing that I think has been kind of lost in the shuffle of the loss. The game wasn't over. I think there's this sense that, like, the Eagles, Bill Bucknered it. And, which, by the way, would have only at that point, ironically, it would have been a tie game in extra innings if Buckner had gotten that, because Schiraldi with the wild pitches and Stanley and all that.
And then there would be another game the next day.
No, there's more.
Right.
You're right. There's more focus on that than what the defense did.
He said something to me that resonated, and it's why I was fine the whole time with the pass. The other team was stacking the box. I mean, John, you know, as a fullback, you can try to get to first down, but if they got like 9 or 10 guys up there, there's a legitimate chance you're not going to get it. What Sirianni was saying is, I go up 6. I mean, whether Pat, you know, you want to talk third down or fourth down, I do third down, I'm passing to try to avoid a stack box. End the game. Running back drops the ball. Fourth down, I'm kicking the field goal.
It makes total sense. What he says makes total sense. You take the path of least resistance.
Because they were stacking the box.
An offensive coordinator mindset. It just makes total sense.
I mean, again,
it's easy.
It's like
catch it 99 out of 100 times. Like, he should have caught the ball. Bang. We're in great shape.
And I used this example yesterday. I'll say it again. When the Eagles had fourth and goal from the 1 in the Super Bowl with the Philly special, obviously New England was stacking the box. They weren't defending Nick Foles out on the far right side. I mean, in theory, before the play. And that's part of why the Eagles, Doug Peterson and Nick Foles' idea, Doug Peterson had, you know, come up with the idea through one of the assistants. Like, this
that
is a
That wasn't
play.
A situational time thing at that point.
No, but
that's
but,
where
but,
I keep going.
No,
I
you're
keep
right.
going
you're
back
right.
to, by doing what they did with that pass, they gave, in
I
my opinion,
right.
they gave Atlanta too much time.
But, Rhea, if Foles drops the Philly special, you're complaining that the Eagles got cute, right?
No, because they
no
know what they had done there. I love that Brady dropped it. I thought they got cute.
No, I get
Brady,
it, but you would have said we got LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. Why not just run a running back for 1 yard?
It would be
the whole town would have said that.
It's exactly what Nick Sirianni said. If it works, it works, and they all get the praise. And if it doesn't, then it's his fault.
I mean, I'll take Saquon Barkley just needing to catch an open pass.
Which he does 9 times out of 10.
Smart call.
He actually doesn't do it 9 times out of 10.
A smart offense would do. Like, I like cramming my head and slamming the call it and run it runs, but sometimes you just got to do what's there.
Look,
and take candy from a baby like it was.
Look, again,
just catch the ball.
I'm in a bad mood about the Eagles, but not about that part specifically, but I know a lot of people are. All right. 215-592-9494.
If you're in a bad mood over that, you got to get over it, because that's offense. That's
never
offense.
Will get over
you
it.
You need to
never.
Take what's there.
Never. They had the game in their hands.
All right. Yeah. He catches the ball, it's over. They win.
He dropped the